T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
82 at your official weather station.
Okay, all right. Wait. Carol, we'll get to you in just a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Your keyword cash is home, H-O-M-E. Text it into 72881. We got ourselves a car chase.
And look,
nobody does play-by-play of a car chase like good old-fashioned Dana and Park.
I love Gary Lezak. You know how much I love Gary.
Yeah.
But they just ripped away from that to go to weather. It's 80 degrees. There's nothing going on out there.
No, sunny.
Go back to the chase.
Yes! Oh. What's he doing?
It appears he is on a highway during rush hour in a car that needs a paint job, probably starting about 12 years ago. Yep.
But he is enjoying the weather. He does have the sunroof open, you know, and enjoying the cool breeze.
Always important when you're running from police. Mm-hmm. Open that roof, sir. Mm-hmm.
Are there two people inside that vehicle?
Well, it's hard to tell, Karen Markser. It's hard to tell. Here's what I do know. He is going probably 75 to 80 miles an hour.
Passing
the
everybody.
The driver's window is down. The sunroof is open. He is enjoying a cool, cool Wednesday afternoon in Kansas City. Oh.
Is this now, 70, oh, Kara?
Now we're at 100 miles an hour. We're definitely at 100 miles an hour.
Why do you say that?
He is passing people with vigor.
Yes.
Is this I-70, Kara?
Oh,
I'm trying to figure it out.
Left lane, right lane. Ooh, that's a nice move. Ooh, and it looks like we're going off onto another highway. Hard to tell which one this one is.
If he's behind you, you'll know it.
He's in a dark sedan, four-door, looks like four-door. Sunroof is open. Oh, sir, you're going to have to get over because that's one of those.
What do you call that flaky paint stuff on the front? The front of the car is like scorched.
Oh!
That is not illegal maneuver, sir.
Oh, that is illegal, sir.
Drive it on the shoulders.
What do you call that when your car is like...
The paint's essentially worn off.
Yeah,
like
the
paint's burned
off. It's sunburned.
Yeah. Is worn off the hood.
I-70.
Did you get that?
Yeah, but I-70's big. Where?
Oh, he's moving downtown.
God.
Yes.
During rush hour,
oh,
really?
Yeah, sure enough, he's going downtown. That looks like he's going near... Dan, get in here. That is illegal!
Just turned up.
That is not a legal maneuver.
He is driving on the
shoulder. He's
going to
get a lot of tickets.
He is driving on the shoulder.
Ooh, he almost hit something.
Another school bus there. Did you
sir, you need to pull over.
Looks like it's a black Mitsubishi Eclipse. That's what we're thinking in the newsroom.
Okay, yeah, I think that's right.
That is in bad need of a paint job.
Maybe 93, 94 model, Dan?
Do we know the original infraction?
I do believe that they are robbery suspects.
Oh.
And police were pursuing them and pulled off, but of course the helicopters are following.
Right.
And we've got
and Dum Dum Baby
news
just,
media helicopters up there too.
Dum Dum Baby just got into eastbound I-70 traffic during rush hour. That's not exactly where you need to get.
No.
Okay, we're doing a lot of shoulder maneuvering here. That is bus only, sir.
But as you can see, it's a lovely day, and they have their sunroof open.
I love it. The sunroof is open.
Going over the railroad tracks on a bridge.
Yeah. Love you, Chopper 5. You need to zoom out to give us some...
We need better indication of where this is. Railroad, would that be on the east side over by the stadiums then?
There are two people in that car, Kara.
Yeah.
See right on through that
sunroof.
That
is just a piece of poop car.
Ooh.
Illegal. A lot of illegal moves here.
And police are not
on 35.
Following Dan?
That's what we learned just a few minutes ago.
They're not following him?
How are they going to do the pit?
Well, they're probably following through with helicopter, et cetera.
Yeah, good. So he's just being an idiot.
All right,
sir, if you're listening, 576-7798.
Would like to call in. Remember the guy that was the picker that was being chased? And he had, it looked like he had just been to an estate sale in the back of his truck. Why does 41 keep going back to Lezak? He's showing a map with nothing on it because it's 80 degrees and gorgeous.
Still on the shoulder.
Why?
He is on the shoulder.
This is no longer a highway.
No, this looks like one of those feeder roads off of out by the stadiums. Okay, now we were goofing around when he was on the highway. Now he's acting like an idiot in some of these skinnier roads. What do you got, Dan?
Nothing. I just wanted to come in and watch.
Okay.
I have nothing to add.
It does look like more of an industrial area that he's in. So,
like he's in the East Bottoms or something.
Could be East Bottoms.
Is Nine up over this? Do we know? Because I always like when Johnny Rollins is up there. He will tell us exactly where you are to the millimeter.
Somebody says this is a protest to Kara leaving.
Oh.
I don't know that a car chase is going to
I'm not pulling
do that.
Over unless she stays.
Front Street and Chestnut.
Okay.
Where's that, Dan?
That's just to the east of downtown. Yeah, if you go out Independence and then there's Chestnut, it goes north and
over
south.
Over there by 24?
I do believe so.
Driving
yeah.
right
old
down
northeast.
The center line.
Yeah, I think that's old
right
northeast, Kara, I think.
Ooh.
Ooh.
God.
I love the play-by-play in the show because all I heard just now was, ooh.
Ooh. You know, it's been a while since we've had one of these.
Okay, he has closed the sunroof.
What? Oh, he did close the roof.
Got a little windy. What are you going to
do? If you're listening, open the roof. Open the roof. Sir, if you're listening, open that roof up. It's
that
a beautiful
illegal,
day.
That is an illegal pass. That is two yellow lines.
Double yellow.
Oh, he's in the wrong lane.
Oh, God, right. Don't hit somebody. Please, God, don't hit somebody. Oh, my God. What a moron.
That does look like the industrial area down by the levee.
Yeah, it does.
Off of Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
In the East Bottoms.
Stuff like this is so scary if you're in one of the other cars in that area because you can't see this guy until he's probably right on top of you.
Correct.
Yeah. Dude, just pull over and
you know, I wonder
run.
If they have that, what's the something star system, Dan,
yeah,
now?
Yeah, the shooter thing where they...
The GPS.
Oh, where they... The,
star tracker.
Like you shoot something at the back of the car or something. Yeah.
Primer is the word I'm looking for. That car looks primed and not painted. Like it's that black, steely, black, matte color.
I don't think they're worried about their coat of paint.
Oh, I'm
Please.
Just trying to describe
I just
the car,
hope they,
as
Dan.
Opposed to
Honest
their
to
engine
God,
running.
You know, I know we're goofing on this a little bit. I just pray to God they don't hit somebody. Because now he's driving like a moron.
Oh, is he getting back on an interstate here?
Yep, back up we go. That was a clover. He just did the clover.
I just pray to God he doesn't hit somebody who's innocent. You know, I mean.
Oh, completely agree.
And he's back on a highway.
Looks Remember like he's heading time? North. Look at the shadows. Looks like he's heading north right now.
Oh, stop it. Are you, what, he's a human
Seriously?
Sundial? Like he's heading north.
Some people do know what directions are, Dana.
Yeah, I don't.
That's right.
Not even right here. I have
a
no idea.
Human sundial.
Why, yes, I am, actually. You know.
Actually, I think you're right, Dan.
Remember the last
that's
guy
right.
that tried
He's
to hide?
That's right. He's heading north. Look, the shadows.
Remember, Scott, the last guy that tried to hide under a mattress?
That's the river. That's
we
the river.
We have a river.
He's
okay,
going over
water.
The river.
That is water.
We have water.
Heading up into Clay County, then.
Is that the Kitbon Bridge?
No. That's the, that looks like the...
210. That's 210 Highway. That's
the 210
exit.
Exit is in a quarter of a mile.
Is that 435?
Oh,
no!
Two cars.
Oh, sir, you did not need to
get out.
Uh-oh.
Get out and running.
He's running.
Go,
he's
go,
running.
Go.
He's on meth.
Oh, my gosh. Get out of
he
his way.
He is on meth.
He's running.
Where's that bike cop where you need him?
Oh,
Look
sir.
Look at him take off running.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he is just running.
He looks like Forrest Gump.
Oh, my goodness.
Where
no, now
Where
he's in a parking
this
lot.
This is in a parking lot.
This Oh, there's a delivery driver. This scares me because if you are just coming out trying to get into your
he's
car.
He's just going for a jog.
To leave work. Oh, gosh, he's going into
we
a building.
We got a runner.
Hang on.
Outside. Round outside.
Oh, boy.
Kara, I don't know. He might have gone in there.
No, he went around the corner.
Mm.
That shadow you saw just passed, that
He's
was
hiding. Do you see
KCPD
right there?
Or,
do you think there's
right
any
there?
Meth in there?
Hang on.
This looks like a warehouse.
There he's running. He's running again.
Oh, he's back out.
Get him.
He's taking off his shirt,
too. He took off his shirt.
Look at those pecs. Wow.
He has nowhere to go.
Why did he take his shirt off? You know what?
It's hot.
He's trying to
it's
look.
Disguise.
No. He's trying to look like a jogger.
Who goes jogging in a parking lot?
Who goes jogging in an industrial neighborhood?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I think he went in there. Look, those look like delivery bays.
I'd be careful because those guys in there will beat your butt.
Oh, he's trying to. He tried to get in one and got back out. So
nope.
It was closed.
He kind of just looks like a jogger. I mean, if you saw him running, you would just think, who's that weirdo jogging in this parking lot?
Just trying to lose some calories.
What about the guy in the other guy in the car?
Oh, my goodness. He's
still in the vehicle.
That jog is getting kind of slow now.
Here's the deal, though, Scott. It's 5:18. You just have to hope that business shut down at 5 because you do not want someone coming out of work trying to get into their car.
Now we're walking.
He's out of breath.
He looks like he's got a stitch in
his
side.
He's holding his side.
Damn, a half mile is a lot longer than I thought.
That was an SUV that he hit and almost flipped his car.
He is not a marathoner.
When he did that.
Hey, moron, how about you don't get into rush hour traffic?
No, now see, this scares me.
Now he's looking at cars. He's looking to steal a car.
You don't know that.
Huh?
Allegedly.
Okay, he's allegedly looking to steal a car.
Is he also wearing white socks pulled all the way up?
That's a possibility.
Oh, this scares me.
He's looking at cars. He's looking to steal a car. I'm telling you.
I want to know where this is, because if you work there and you are coming out, you know, at the end of your day, you're just trying to get home. He is looking for a car.
Okay, back in the grass.
Okay, back to a slow jog, like Coach Odom always told us to do.
Listen to the closed captioning. I wonder if something is in his pocket because he keeps holding it, or he's trying to hold his pants up. It makes it doubly difficult. All right, he's now in the woods.
Okay.
Where is this?
So
we knew it was one of the highways near the 210 exit.
This says Shoto and 210.
Okay.
There's a ton of woods by that industrial park, and he just ran into the woods.
Police.
Oh, here come the popo. Here they come.
Where are they?
Didn't you see him just turn in?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not at the vehicle. Is the passenger still there?
That dum-dum. Why did he get on the bridge when it's rush hour traffic across the river? What an idiot. I need to teach a class on evading police.
No, you do not.
You don't go over
Step
the bridge.
Step one, don't try to hide under a mattress when there are four choppers overhead.
Make sure you always take off your t-shirt when in a slow jog.
Maybe they won't see me.
What's with the taking off of the t-shirt? I don't understand that.
It happens in many crimes with many criminals.
Is it too warm outside for them?
I don't know what happens. They're wearing that white t-shirt and they just strip it right off.
I'm starting to sweat.
There's KCPD right there.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, boys. Let's get him.
You know who's going to get him? The dogs.
576-7798.
Release the house!
Okay.
Dana Ryan here for Mark's Family Dental and Mark's Sleep Center. If you struggle with snoring, sleep apnea, those bulky, loud, unpleasant CPAP machines, I want to talk to you. There's a much simpler way, a much quieter way, a much easier way, and all you have to do is call my friends at Mark's Sleep Center. It's covered by most medical insurance plans. They will make you a dental mouthpiece, custom-made, that fits over your teeth, gently realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. And again, it is covered by most medical insurance plans. If you've ditched your CPAP like 50% of users do, call my friends at Mark's Sleep Center. It is quiet. It is compact. You're going to love it. 816-452-2000, 816-452-2000, or markssleep.com.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, safety, and affordability. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, we all do. Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. I'm driving a Subaru Forester right now. Before that, it was the Kia Sportage. Both cars I absolutely love. And the Subaru Forester gets incredible gas mileage. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Bill George, who owns both, is a pillar in our community, has worked with local charities for years, and has been a strong supporter of St. Jude's for a long time. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. KMZ traffic, here is Dennis St. John.
Well, we have an accident out in Oak Grove, eastbound I-70, right around the Oak Grove exit. Left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up through Green Valley, almost back to 7 Highway and Blue Springs. Be ready for some major delays there if you're heading to points east. Southbound I-35, pretty well jammed up from Antioch down to 75th Street. Still trying to wrap up an accident. Westbound 435 at southbound I-35 ramp. Minor accident, but it is really clogging up that interchange. We are sponsored by the University of Kansas Health System. University of Kansas Health System, the official healthcare provider of the Royals. Whether you're an athlete or just active, the same experts who treat the Royals can treat you too. I'm Dennis St. John, KMBZ Traffic.
name is B.B. King.
The thrill is gone.
Ah, Dakota.
The thrill is gone.
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
No, I was just listening to you guys. I have for a long time and leaving work. Headed east on 210, following it on the radio, watching the chopper go north. And I watched them smoke a car at the intersection. And I pulled over on the side of the highway to call the cops like they weren't watching already. But watched him take his shirt off, and I felt scared for that lady walking out of the building.
Oh, we didn't see that part.
Yeah, that lady walked out of the building. I couldn't see him at that time, so I didn't know where he was or what was going to happen. But watched him walk towards the woods. And it was just weird.
Well, he's in the woods now. The chopper's still over the woods, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to let the dogs loose. The dogs will find him, I think, very quickly. Beyond the woods, what is there, Dakota, over there? Do you know? Because it's hard to tell from the vantage point that we're seeing.
Just woods up to 435. There's some stuff along the river. I'm not sure what's over there.
You think there's some ticks in those woods?
Oh, I'm sure. It's that time of year.
Good.
Someone just wrote, I hope he gets a tick. Someone else wrote, he's protesting because Kara's leaving.
What did the shirt have to do with it, though? I think I'd
rather.
Well,
you know, whatever it takes.
Oh.
Whatever it takes.
The ladies to see his guns.
Guns out because the sun's out. And Kara's out. Let's get to the newsroom. Her last newscast. Here is Kara Markser.
Kansas City police are looking for help in a deadly hit and run. We'll have more next.
Dana Wright here for my friends at Seal Once KC. It is time to have them come out, permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home. They will clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant, and they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do the work. Then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. Seal Once KC has you covered there with their permanent polymer decorative coating. We have that on our garage floor. We're getting ready to put it on our basement bedroom floor. It looks amazing, and it is so easy to keep clean. Call them today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Tell them Dana told you to call. Get a 20% discount. Go to sealoncekc.com. Seal it and forget it today.
Five 5:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Police are searching for an armed robbery suspect who led officers on a chase this afternoon. The now shirtless man got out of his car after crashing near 210 in Shoto. He ran into the woods nearby. Police are looking for him. Kansas City officers say they need help to find the driver that killed Joe Wright Monday morning. He was struck by a car while crossing Eastwood Traffic Way at Arat Drive around 6 o'clock. Officers found his body lying in the street. He died at the hospital. Police right now say they have no witnesses and no video. If you saw something that could help, call the TIPS hotline. If you plan to fly to Venezuela, you won't be able to do it directly from the U.S. The State Department just suspended all commercial flights there, saying it's no longer safe for Americans.
authority in the State Department agreeing to suspend all U.S. commercial flights to Venezuela, saying the political situation makes it too risky for Americans. The U.S.-Venezuelan flight ban includes any cargo jets. There's no indication the U.S. will lift that flight ban anytime soon.
ABC's Andy Field will check traffic and weather together next.
Booyah.
KMBZ traffic and weather together. Let's check in now with Dennis St. John.
Still looking at a problem on eastbound I-70 at Oak Grove, an accident there. It's got the left lane blocked, traffic backed up through Green Valley, almost back to 7 Highway and Blue Springs. Just north of the river, northbound 435 at 210 Highway, stalled vehicle there. Pretty heavy stuff in general back to Winter Road. And on the south side, eastbound I-435, jam solid from Metcalf to about Warnell Road, and then slow from Holmes Road on into the Grandview Triangle. I'm Dennis St. John, KMBZ Traffic.
Partly cloudy skies, just one little patch of showers and thunderstorms pretty much away from the metro, and they probably will stay that way, and they will die down after the sun sets. We're close to 80 degrees, at least for the evening hours, 70s heading into the late evening, and by tomorrow morning, 64. Hot stuff. Remember, not too long ago we had a record low in the 30s, so now the pendulum's swinging back with a high temperature way above average, not a record though. We'll get to 91 degrees on your Thursday, feeling like the middle 90s. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 81 right now at KCI. We're looking at 83 downtown, 83 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
I'm sorry, what was that out cue?
That was KMBZ.
Woo! Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Oh.
You will be missed.
Say that you are mine.
You want to tell it? The floor is yours. This isn't my show. It's yours right now.
So you got to let me know.
Yeah, I don't know that I can talk. They're still looking for the guy in the woods, by the way.
I don't give a hot damn.
Giving us the news right till the end.
I don't give a hot damn who they're looking for.
From the text line, I'm confused. Kara says, take me with you everywhere you go. How are we going to take her with us everywhere we go? I replied, I don't think she actually means take her with you where you go. That would be kidnapping.
Why can't we say where she's going? Her employer asked that we not.
Yeah.
So we normally, in the talk radio business, when you tell us not to say something, then we say it two times more.
I did, however, threaten you.
And we decided... we will honor their request through Kara.
Thank you.
And we will not say where you're going. Thank you. It is a wonderful opportunity.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't leave for anything else.
You what? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Do you want to hear your out cue again?
Well, no. let me just say, Scott, for people who are just now getting in their car, because we've talked about it throughout the day, but there are a lot of people joining us right now on what is a sad day for us, but we are also so happy for you, sweetheart. And it makes me sad that I'm also so happy for you. It's just hard today.
Hey, I'm not dying. I mean, this is just a new job. So change is good. Growth is good. That's what we're doing. Onward and upward.
You know, you can always come back.
I know.
We'll keep that seat warm for you.
For those of you just joining us, we found out Friday that Kara's last day would be today. So it's been, as you can imagine, it's been quite a week. And we all went out and had dinner last night and had a lovely time with everyone in the band. And I mean everyone in the
band. Travis
was
there. Rod was there.
It was awesome.
And yep. It was awesome. And it's just been a lovely almost 9 years. And I am happy for you. And
thank
I
you.
Know how hard this was for you.
Yeah.
But we cannot compete with a schedule that is going to give you more time with those two babies. Nor would we want.
Or the money, let's be honest.
Nor
let's
would we
be
want to compete with that schedule.
It's been fun.
You want to hear how fun it's been?
Sure.
Because there are a couple in here that I'm just like, oh, I forgot all about that. Here's just a couple.
Get me hot in four words. Get me hot in four words.
Oh, stop it.
Get me hot in four words. Okay. Get me hot in four words.
Okay. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. There's a party in my pants and you're invited.
There it is. You found the helium.
That's the helium.
Oh,
play it again.
Is that
that's
it?
Helium.
That was helium.
Is that the helium one? Okay, hang on.
There's a party in my pants and you're invited.
That was the best day. We got nothing done that last hour at all.
Booyah. Call me when you can. I'm naked and thinking of you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. You know what I can't find in here is...
three inaugural balls.
Oh. It's
no, that was here. That was really? That was hard. That was hard.
Oh, this one's nice. Listen to this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rodney. Happy birthday to you.
Aww. Old Rodney Babcock.
Yeah.
What will you miss?
The excitement. Yeah. The breaking news, the car chases, the...
Seriously? That's it?
No, no.
That's what you're going to miss?
I'm going to miss the adrenaline of radio. I'm going to miss you guys even more.
I'm going to miss you fixing the printer. I'm going to miss not knowing how to find the HR website.
Yep. I don't know what Scott's going to do when he has to pick insurance next year.
I don't know either.
I'm so
she
sorry.
Always does his.
Probably going to go uninsured.
She always does his.
Insurance.
No, but what do you call it when you have to go online and elect your annual elections? Kara does Scott's annual elections.
I'm in big trouble. I get it. I get it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not good. I'm in trouble.
If you need me to walk you through it, I'll my phone call away.
Yes, you want health insurance.
Do I need the colonoscopy or? Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, kid. Well, you will be missed.
Thank you. I got to go find a box now.
Oh, yeah. You've got to box up your stuff. Yeah.
You haven't packed anything up yet?
Not yet.
Is there anything sadder than the boxed? I mean, 9 years of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Kara in a box.
When did you join the show? 6 years ago?
Yeah. Right after Dana did. It wasn't very long.
Oh, all right. Well, like I said the other night, let's take it to number one and then everybody quit.
I have an idea.
Hmm.
You have to come back and see us. You have to be the honorary newsreader at some point.
Ooh, okay. Would you do that?
I would totally
will
do that.
Will they let you do that?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
You gotta put that in your contract. You're like, I get to be the honorary newsreader whenever I want.
Just randomly, I get to go back and do it.
Well, you look them dead in the eye. And you say, I've been asked to do the news this afternoon on Dana and Parks. Mm-hmm. Been asked to go back to my old job. And they're going to say, well, we don't think that's par for the course. We don't think that's, you know, we don't think that's part of mm-hmm. what we've tried to make you out to be here. And then you look them dead in the eye. Uh-huh. And this is the best advice I can give you
yeah.
at parting.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you look them dead in the eye and you go, yeah, suck it.
Yeah. Don't.
And then you point down here and you go, suck it.
Don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
Suck it. I'm going to read the news on Dana and Parks. I'll be right back.
Thanks for the advice.
That's good. People are really wanting to know what it is. And you know what? We are going to honor it is not a new radio show somewhere else.
No.
I can assure you that.
You're leaving radio.
I am leaving radio.
She is leaving the news business.
This is the first time I'm going to have like an actual real job, you know? Not
in
radio.
You're going to hate it.
You got to wear pants and you can't curse. And
I still get to wear jeans, though.
Oh,
that
okay.
makes me happy.
That's good. Jeans are good.
Yeah. I don't have to wear like slacks and dresses and stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
You're going to hate it.
From the text line, Kara, may God bless you in your endeavor. Thank you for all of the happiness and joy you have given to all of us. You will be missed. Best wishes for your family.
Jacket off.
Okay. Scott!
Okay.
What? She was talking about her attire last night. I have to take my jacket off.
Jacket off.
Okay.
Kara, I've been in tears all day. You will be missed. Will we find out eventually where you are going, Kara? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Just not right out of the gate.
Okay. She's going to be the spokeswoman for the Church of Scientology in downtown Kansas City. Cut it out. Leave her alone.
Tell Kara it's time to come clean. Her and Rod are running off together, right?
We actually have to come up with an alternative list of places to tell people she's going.
Oh, no.
Lansing?
Lansing. North. Uh-huh.
She's due to report tomorrow morning. Lansing.
When we said she's due to report,
due to not be heard from for a long time.
And they really will not let me come to the news on the Dana and Parks show.
She can phone it in, if you know what I mean. Oh, God. And here he comes.
I just want to say
Mr. Encyclopedia.
We are breathing a sigh of relief in the newsroom. We're so sorry to see you go, Kara, but I swear everybody's kind of breathing a sigh of relief. The dragon lady's leaving. The dragon lady is leaving.
Yep. Come on.
Yep.
Oh, that's just gold.
Man. You need your own shirt that says dragon lady.
He put that on the little thing that you guys wrote for me.
You need to wear that on your first day on the job. You need a shirt that just says dragon lady. And just don't say a word. Just give people the stink eye all day.
Yeah, your new place, they're going to be sitting there quivering. Like, we heard about you on
the radio. Dragon lady.
Don't make me bring the dragon lady out.
I think I just peed a little.
All right.
Real quick, is she leaving KC?
No.
I'll be around.
We can play 20 questions and figure it out.
We got to get to the break. Let me just close.
Also from the text line, why is Bazooka so confidential, Kara?
Jacket off.
Are you going to Bazooka?
You can see her on the main stage.
No, appearing on the main stage, ladies and gentlemen, the Dragon Lady.
Is Paul okay with that?
He's all good with this move.
All right, so we got to get to break.
Make it rain.
You got to get home.
Yes.
So, in parting, I will simply say everyone here loves you. We all love you. It has been a pleasure and a privilege to spend this time on the air with you. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has.
It's been a lot of fun. And you will be missed.
Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about all the great deals going on during Maytag Month at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Receive up to $700 in mail-in rebates with the purchase of a select Maytag bundle. Enjoy free standard installation with the purchase of select Maytag dishwashers after your mail-in rebate. Plus, you can stretch your budget with 30-month financing on qualifying Maytag appliance purchases, $9.99 or more. See the store or NFM.com for all the details. The Mart has an incredible selection of appliances with more than 700 on display. So you're sure to find the perfect appliance for you and your budget. They carry everything from the basics to the best names and appliances, and all at legendary low prices. The Mart's knowledgeable sales professionals and installation services make getting your new appliance fast and easy. Shop anytime online at NFM.com and receive same-day drive-through pickup. For appliances, it is Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Give Stuart a call. He's been here for decades and decades helping people with their life insurance needs. He will help you too. You know, when we got married, we didn't even have the right kind of life insurance. He will help you with all of that. How much do you need? What kind of product do you need? How long do you need it? That's a big one. Lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Get the ball rolling there. It takes seconds. You just fill out your gender, the state you live in, and whether or not you smoke. And then right away, you will see all of the affordable quotes to appropriately cover your family with life insurance. Give Stuart a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700 for all of your life insurance needs, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
KMBZ traffic, here is Dennis St. John.
Well, we had an accident earlier eastbound I-70 at Grain Valley. Had a lane blocked long enough to back traffic up almost to 7 Highway in Blue Springs. And it looks like it's been wrapped up, but still some pretty slow stuff from Grain Valley almost back to 7 Highway. You get closer to Oak Grove, though. Speeds are beginning to pick up, and things should be back to normal here in the next 15 minutes or so. Eastbound I-435, well, no such luck. Eastbound is backed up from about Metcalf east across the state line to Warnell Road. Eases up a little bit between Holmes and the Triangle. and eastbound I-70. Still pretty slow from Van Brunt Boulevard past 435 interchange. Once you get past the sports complex, though, it looks like it turns into a smooth drive. I'm Dennis St. John, KMBZ Traffic.
Boston, 1976. Hard to believe this song is 43 years old, but it is.
That's old.
Tell me about it. What's your survey? 40% of Americans pee in a pool?
No, 40% of Americans admit they have.
Yeah.
And I said the other 60% are lying.
I've never peed in a pool. I have never peed in a pool.
I don't believe you for one second.
I have peed and I have pooped in the ocean. I have never peed in a pool, ever. You know why? I'm always afraid that they've got something in there.
Okay.
That will discolor.
My mom used to tell me that.
That will discolor it, and I'll be standing there in a sea of purple. Be like, what me?
My mom used to say to us when we were little, now you know. If you pee in the pool, she called it like a big ink stain.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it will float to the top and it will be all around mm-hmm. you. And yeah. everyone will go, gross, you peed in the pool. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were like pool seven beer. And yeah. I yeah. believed her. I don't know that
maybe my mom said
45, I believe her.
Maybe my mom said something to me about that when I was a kid, but I have never peed in the pool. I swear to God. Swear to God.
I find that hard to believe.
I have been on a beach in Mexico and Turks. And I've had to go to the bathroom.
In the ocean.
And I just get up and I walk straight into the ocean.
Okay.
And I just, and it's amazing how you can stand
okay,
in the ocean.
I don't want to hear details.
Well, you're going to. It's amazing how you can stand in the ocean and look totally au naturel.
Yeah. Just
as you're peeing in the ocean.
Nothing to see
like,
here.
Here's what I look like when I pee in the ocean. Yeah. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, just steady Eddie. Nothing to see. Not peeing. I'm not peeing
right now. I don't think I blink. I think if you're looking for a clue that I'm peeing in the ocean, I don't blink. Like, I just had that, you know, like when your dog's going pee in the yard
yeah.
and they kind of look at you, they never blink. Have you noticed that?
No, I don't. That's a weird thing for you to notice.
And they just kind of stare at you like.
Not to bring you down, but did you see the United States this week, I think, with some super fancy submarine robotic thing, went to the deepest depths of the ocean we have ever gone.
I don't think the United States, I think a guy did.
Ever.
I don't think it was commissioned by the United States.
And so. Do you know what they found at the bottom of the deepest depths of the ocean we have ever discovered? You know, you might think, okay, like some rare species of fish, you know.
Sure.
We don't know what's down there. We've never been down that deep. They found plastic.
In the Mariana Trench?
They found plastic. I swore it said United States.
He's from the United States.
Oh,
I don't think it was
okay.
commissioned by the United States is what I was trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, but the guy that went down or had the thing
he's
go down.
He's from the U.S.
was like, oh, look, there's plastic.
Are you kidding?
No, I swear. Deepest depth of ocean plastic. I'm telling you that they found it. Which, doesn't plastic float? Is that kind of rare?
Not when it fills with water. It sinks.
Oh. Victor Vescovo broke the world record May 1st for the deepest ocean dive by a human in a submarine.
Doesn't sound like an American.
And found plastic.
What?
I don't know. I thought it said United States, but maybe not.
Victor Vescovo?
I don't know.
Sounds like a damn Russian to me. Am I wrong?
No! Boom! An American undersea well, explorer.
Not a real American, not
no,
recent.
No, he is an American. And returned to the surface with the depressing news that there's plastic trash down there. He made multiple trips 7 miles to the ocean floor.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, he broke the previous record held by who? This is a Jeopardy question.
James Cameron.
I
don't know, Dana. Maybe because I read a newspaper. James Cameron did it when he did when he researched the Titanic.
I'm aware he was researching the Titanic.
Well, where did James Cameron go? He went to the Mariana Trench.
I don't even know what that is.
That's where the Titanic is.
He is a 53-year-old financier. What do you do for a living? I'm a financier.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
If you went down that, what was it, 30,000 feet or something?
It's
ridiculous?
A long way.
And you got stuck?
Well, your head would explode. Like, after a while, you would implode.
Do you think
explode.
There are fish down that far?
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff down there that...
I mean, just the weight of the water.
But life exists down there, which is crazy.
All right, we got to run. Jonathan Weir is coming up next. We'll do the news first. On behalf of our producer today, young Jason Ketz, thank you, my friend. Nice job, as always. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. And real quick, I know we're late already, but I just want to take a minute. Kara Markser, for those of you just tuning in, has decided to take a new job. She's doing it for no other reason than to better her family. The opportunity that she was given, we could not match. We tried for weeks. We tried for weeks to match this offer, and we just couldn't do it. We wish her nothing but love and the best. She has been so important to the success of this program. And she's been so fun to work with. And I love her. I know I speak for Dana. Dana loves her. She will be sorely missed. But she will still be with us. And to Kara Markser for 6 years of laughs, of fun, of thought-provoking commentary, I simply say thank you. And you will be missed. Good night.
Happening now on KMBZ, the mother of a man killed in a gruesome Northland murder is speaking out. More next.
You know, spring is here, and what do many of us do on these gorgeous days? We open our windows and we let that warm spring air in. But how do those windows that you're opening look? Are they old? Do they subtract from the look of your home? Call Window World today. And don't forget, right after spring comes summer, and you know how hot a summer in Kansas City can be. Keep the cold air where it belongs, inside. Energy-efficient windows from Window World, simply the best for less. And Window World is the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, the Chiefs. If you have any questions or you'd like a free in-home estimate, give them a call today at 816-799-0820. They're offering same-as-cash financing with approved credit. Online at windowworld.com or call today at 816-799-0820. Window World, simply the best for less.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.